This is Bird Note. Ring-necked pheasants are usually found in rural fields and grasslands, so you might be surprised to learn there's a thriving population of them in Detroit, Michigan.
Detroit, with its depopulation, has resulted in a lot of open space that's gone natural like this. And it's generated habitat for birds like pheasants.
That's Diane Cechlich, leading a pheasant walk in Detroit. She's co-producer of the film Pheasants of Detroit.
You don't see pheasants in New York or Chicago or San Francisco, so it's sort of a cool thing that's unique to Detroit.
The birds likely arrived in the Motor City by following railway corridors, direct lines into the city with brushy areas for food and cover. Decades later, pheasants have become a poster child for nature within the city. Trisha Talley has lived in Detroit her whole life. She tries to embrace development in the city, but also advocates for the things that make her neighborhood unique. That includes the pheasants.
So a lot of our concentration was, if you're going to build housing here, we want the housing to be affordable, and we also want to preserve open space.
That's why Trisha is part of a movement within Detroit, working to make sure its human and bird populations always have access to natural spaces.
So often people think of Detroit of just this hardcore urban landscape where survival is just difficult. And it's not like that. I think the pheasant sort of softens the landscape of the neighborhood.
This story is from Points North, a podcast about the land, water, and inhabitants of the Great Lakes. Learn more at birdnote.org. I'm Dan Wanshura.